This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. After years of trying and failing, Georgia state lawmakers are trying again to reach some sort of agreement and then pass a resolution expressing some sort of regret or apology for slavery. This time, though, the resolution comes from a suburban Republican senator, Barry Loudermilk, instead of from an African-American Democrat. What do African-American Democrats think of it? Representative Tyrone Brooks of Atlanta chairs the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials. Representative Brooks, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you very much, Dennis. It's good to be with you today.
You are joining us from Auburn Avenue at the time of the Martin Luther King Jr. parade. So if it sounds like you're outside, you are.
There are thousands and thousands of people, of course, down here, so it's a little noisy.
There have been previous resolutions proposed by one of your House colleagues, Representative Al Williams, an African-American lawmaker from Savannah. Did you know that this one was coming up by Senator Loudermilk? Were you consulted at all? Were any members of the Black Caucus consulted at all?
Well, I just happened to be walking through the stairwell of the legislative office building on Thursday. I was going up there, I was coming down, and he said, Tyrone, I just want you to know I am sponsoring legislation that would allow this state to apologize for the institution of slavery. And I said, well, that's wonderful. I said, I'm happy. I said, I will support you. I said, I hope you can get it out of the Senate to the House. And if it comes to the House, I intend to vote for it. He appears to be very sincere. Barry is a very sincere person. He and I work together on many issues. I just hope and pray that the Senate will support his proposal and it comes to the House, and I hope that the House members will pass it, and I hope the governor will support it.
The wording of these resolutions has always been where the debate has come. This one actually says the word apology, but in a way of kind of ruling it out. It says even the most abject apology cannot right the transgressions. Then it goes on to say the state expresses profound remorse and lamentations for the past practice of slavery. Is that enough for you?
Well, I think you have to get what you can get when you can get it. That's my philosophy, and that's been my attitude regarding legislation or proposals. At this time, based on the makeup of the Assembly and based on where we are as a state, if he can get that through the Assembly and if the governor would support it, I think that it would be sufficient for this period of time that we're in. However, when Virginia passed the first one, Virginia's language was very strong. It said apology, then Florida, then North Carolina, then Maryland, then even Alabama, our neighboring state of Alabama, under the leadership of Governor Bob Riley, they used the word apology. So it doesn't really matter. I think it's sufficient language to indicate that this state would take a strong position in terms of opposing the institution of slavery and really saying it was a wrong thing to do. And I think in many ways, it's really an apology in the words in which Barry is using. Remorseful, that's, to me, that is tantamount to an apology. So I would accept this language. I just pray that the General Assembly will pass it, and I hope that the governor will support it.
Now, you had an experience in trying to change the state flag. For years, you proposed a design of the state flag. It was defeated, it was defeated, it was defeated. And then eventually, after Governor Barnes's state flag was thrown out, the majority of Republicans in the legislature passed a design which is very similar to the one you proposed originally. So here, are we looking at the same thing? Something that African-American lawmakers have been trying unsuccessfully to get may pass with white Republican support. And is that okay?
It's okay with me. It doesn't matter the party affiliation. It doesn't matter the racial affiliation. What really matters is we accomplish something that the people of this state that I think would be very supportive of. Now, when we had the referendum on the Georgia flag in 2004, I remember Renee Blumenthal called me up. I was in Augusta. She was working for Governor Barnes for many years. Now she works for the Chamber of Commerce. But she said, we want Andrew Young to do a robocall urging people to get out and vote for the new design. But Andrew Young has laryngitis, and he suggests you do it. Well, I reluctantly did the spot. It went all over Georgia. I thought it was just going into the African-American community, but it went all over the state. Lo and behold, when the votes came in, our proposal passed by the people of this state over 75%. The people of this state voted for the flag that's flying today. The people rejected the old Confederate battle emblem. They voted for the flag that's flying today, the design that flew from 1879 to 1956. So the people of this state did the right thing. I trust the people. And I think the people of this state will say, thank you, lawmakers, for finally bringing our state to the point where we could really apologize for the institution of slavery, which Georgia and all of the southern states were a part of. So I think it's a wonderful thing. Oftentimes, the people are far ahead of us. You know, many times us legislators and lawmakers and elected officials are behind the people. The people are in front of us. And I think on this issue, the people are way in front of us. They're just waiting on the state to do it, as the people are waiting on us to change the flag.
You've heard the argument for years, well, it was so long ago. People today were not involved in slavery. What does a resolution like this mean, and why does it mean so much to so many?
Well, it means that the state of Georgia and other states that have already done this understand that what happened many years ago was wrong, that we are the inheritors of what our ancestors left us. We are the ones who have to correct those wrongs and right those wrongs. It's our responsibility to do what we can while we have the power on our watch. Our ancestors made terrible mistakes, but we living today, who have the power today, we have an opportunity to do what's right, and to right the ship. And I think that's what the people always say when they pass new legislation to address past wrongs. We saw that with the, you know, Emancipation Proclamation. We've seen that with the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act. We've seen that through change the flag. You know, you travel around Europe, and you can see that there are many, 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 many proposals, even today, speaking to, you know, the wrongs of the Holocaust. And all that happened throughout Europe during the reign of Hitler and the Third Reich. So I think people appreciate you trying to address wrongs that occurred prior to even your birth. And while you have the power, while you're in a position to do something good, you do it. And I think unborn generations will thank us.
Atlanta State Representative Tyrone Brooks leads the Georgia Association of Black Elected Officials. Representative Brooks, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.